Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as Mayor and I reclaim our studio from RJ, and we welcome you back to the New York City area with us, it is time for Destination Spotlight number 93, as RVA, or River City, is where we're headed. Located in our 10th state that was admitted to the Union in 1788, Richmond, Virginia is going to be our focus for the next 5 minutes or so, and we're sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's an upcoming Memorial Day getaway, a summer road trip, or maybe you're back on the move for business, be better than ever with the best bag in hand. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Collection. Rudy likes the Max Light series. And one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
You know, Travel Pro Luggage, it is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. It's also the choice of all of us here at RM World Travel, as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. They're offering some terrific caps off to graduates luggage specials right now at TravelPro.com. So go order your new luggage today or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Okay, let's go to area code 804 on that show hotline as Jack Berry, CEO of Visit Richmond, is ready to go. He's here now.
Jack, welcome. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Well, thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. We've been looking forward to talking Richmond all week. So, all right, we want to get into this. Despite the surging fuel prices, there will be a lot of people traveling next weekend. And with Richmond situated just off I-95, you've got I-64 crossing, you know, Virginia goes through Richmond. You're a terrific hub, and you're going to have many people certainly passing through the area. So Mary and I have spent a lot of time in Richmond. We used to visit and stay at the charming Jefferson Hotel with our sons. Clearly, you know, being Virginia's state capital is your calling card. I know you've been in your role now nearly 30 years, so you know Richmond as well as anyone. What's kept you there to make it your home?
Oh, well, it's quality of life. Everything is just here for you. Again, I'm from the Midwest, but there's no traffic. Two clicks of the light is, you know, like people have a blink on that. The expenses are just great, and the schools are tremendous here in Central Virginia.
Yeah, the schools are outstanding in your area. You know, something that we've done many times, we've done it alone, with each other, we've done it with our kids. Our kids used to love this in Richmond. I think it's really a gem, is Belle Isle. So why don't you share a little bit about Belle Isle for all of our listeners?
Well, we have over 80 attractions in the Richmond region, from amusement parks to historical attractions, museums. But outdoors on Belle Isle, it's a very historic island that's connected by a pedestrian bridge right by Dominion Energy. And it was a prisoner of war camp during the Civil War for Union soldiers. But it's now a huge mountain bike course. It's a kind of a walk around. And as a matter of fact, Virginia Commonwealth University students go there all the time to swim in the river and lounge on the rocks at the James River.
And why not, right?
It's a great area.
It's funny because even today, we have a huge riverfront festival that goes all along the James River downtown by Browns Island, by Belle Isle, called the Dominion Energy River Rock. Mm-hmm. And it's today and tomorrow. And it is just, the big attraction for this, just bar none, are the dogs that jump into a swimming pool fetching frisbees. And there's rock climbing, there's flatboards, but the dogs jumping into the pool is by far worth coming from New York to see that.
Okay, well, there
sounds
we go.
Good, yeah,
so,
Jack.
All right, so to set the tone of where we are right now, so Washington, D.C. is to your north, Norfolk's to your east, Charlottesville's to your west, Raleigh's to your south. As I said, Richmond is well situated, hence my hub analogy earlier. But I want to know, where do you find most of your visitors coming from, Jack? Because we've flown there once, but all of our other visits, you know, the dozen or more, they've all been by car. Right, so would you say you're more of a drive market city?
So, and that plays perfectly into today's climate, that the gas prices are out of control, and 92% of the people are traveling this summer, but two-thirds of them are worried about the gas prices. But we have a kind of an advertising campaign that you can get here on a tank of gas. Half the population is within a day's drive of Richmond, and Robert, to answer your question, our number one drive market is Washington, D.C., Our fifth largest market is New York City. We have the second is, of course, Virginians, but then Raleigh, Philadelphia, and Baltimore all find that the restaurants are just among the best on the East Coast, and that food and the beer scene are really driving visitation here to record numbers. And back in July of 2021, it was our record occupancy in history. In the middle of a pandemic, And what drove it was leisure travel, family and friends, and sports tourism. And so we thought that was just unusual. Since July, every single month is a record occupancy month without business travel. And you and Mary know that we are host of seven Fortune 500 companies. Business travel is extremely important for us, but there is no business travel taking place. We are beyond 2019's records, and in the travel industry worldwide, 2019 was the benchmark. We are far exceeded that. Unbelievable.
Well, with everything that's going on there, you've got a lot happening. I'd also want to throw out, I mean, the historians in our audience are going to know all about Richmond's role in the Civil War. You've got a great American Civil War Museum, the Black History Museum and Cultural Center are really big. But, Jack, listen, this goes by very quickly. I really appreciate you joining us today. And what I want to let everybody know, folks, if you want to find out more about Richmond and all things to go there, visit richmondva.com will be the website.
Jack, thank you so much.
Jack, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Robert and Mary.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Well, they're big numbers, Mary, that he just shared with us.
Absolutely. Richmond, Virginia.
We've had some good times there for sure.
We have.
All right. Well, we've now completed 93 Destination Spotlights in this series. You can find them all on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That's a wrap for Hour 1 of the program this week. We still have another new hour straight ahead. After these messages, we'll all be back. We're going to kick off Hour 2 with the NCF, and we're going to get back to talking more of everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Stick with us, everyone, or follow us at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.